I'm at this place where I'm so way out on the limb. I'm so far out on the cliff where if God doesn't show up, if God doesn't do something, I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm like, I'm dead. I like being in that place. I like being unable to cook it up. I really do. Because I can't play the game. There's no playing the game left in me. 20 years of sitting with the poor and watching their desperation and watching how God responds. Do you ever think, have you ever seen a poor person who wouldn't want some food when it's offered? I'm talking poor. I'm talking poor. Bloated bellies, worms in their toes, poor, okay? There's not a one of them who wouldn't run for food. Now, what is it about those who know they're spiritually in need? They're desperate enough. They're hungry enough. They're so desperate to be intimate with Him because they know that they can do nothing on their own. Why is it that God will break forth for them? Because He wants to be God. He doesn't like self-sufficiency. He detests it. He doesn't like our arrogance and our pride and us trying to steal just some of His glory. He hates that. He responds to poverty. The poor are humble. They're broken. They're desperate. And they're dying and they know it. I pray that God will cause you to be poor in spirit. What does it mean to be desperate like that? Why does God call us to fast? Certainly not to change His mind. He calls you to fast so that you could be desperate enough that your heart would be changed. That you would become different. That you would become desperate. That you would become hungry. Wow. The poor, when it's time for the poor to receive Jesus, they run. There's something about children that teaches about the kingdom. What is it? Children, when they're little, they have faith. I had little 7 and 8 year olds. They prayed for me. Don't let mama fall anymore. I mean, all I'm thinking about is how to get my wheelchair over the mounds of garbage with this MS. I don't understand how I'm going to get the wheelchair. I'm going to preach anyway. I don't care. I mean, I've never been one to say I'm going to stop if I'm not healed. I mean, how ridiculous. I mean, just go for it, man, whatever state you're in. So I'm there and I'm like, okay, God, just show me how I'm going to be able to do this. But the kids, they wouldn't give up. The children, they're like, no. And they're praying over me and little 6 and 7 year olds. They're screaming out to God, Lord, don't let mama fall anymore. Don't let mama fall anymore. Their hands are on my head. My face is in the dirt. And I'm like, God, please heal me. These little kids, they're praying with all their hearts and they want me to be healed and I would like it too, God. And I'm just like, just answer them. Do you know? He did. He totally, completely healed me as those little 6 and 7 year olds cried out. Hooray! Aren't you glad? Why is it that we try to understand things we're never even meant to understand? We're not even meant to understand it.